Hello, hello, hello.
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It is Close Radio, and we are on tonight, and we have sprung into spring. Today is daylight savings time. I love it. Is everybody getting situated? Everybody good?
Settling into
We're good.
You know it.
So we can do a roll call. C. Lamont, you in the building?
In the building.
Nobi, check.
Check.
Lishby. Hello, hello. All right, so.
I'm sorry, guys. I had it on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. She's getting situated. So we are all here. I'm excited. Like I said earlier, today was daylight savings time. So I love daylight savings time because the days are longer. So we're getting ready to transition into that great spring weather. It's not been good for my allergies, but it's been good otherwise. How's everybody's last 2 weeks?
Hey, not good for me, but it's much better now. Brother was down with the flu for a minute, but hey, I'm back in action.
I have to co-sign with you on that. I think I didn't have the flu, but it was definitely something with my sinuses. So glad you're back, and I have my voice, and I'm good. And Novi, what's up with you?
Very excited about springtime. So the past 2 weeks have been great. I know we had a little bit of cold weather, but last week I absolutely loved it. So we had a couple of days at 70 degrees. I'm totally with you on the daylight savings time and ready for what all the sunshine is going to bring.
Lish?
I am still kind of settling into things, getting used to things. The last 2 weeks have been kind of uneventful, though. Nothing major. Just busy settling, that's all.
I know, because you've done a cross-country move.
Yeah, it's real life right now. Real life. I think I was in D.C. for a while. I forgot how the water and everything was out here. So I've been, like, breaking out and trying to get my life and trying to figure out where I am and what I'm doing. Like, I don't know where I am. So it's different. Yeah, it's different. It's different.
Well, that's the Midwest, so all right. That's cool. You have to keep us up on the fashions up in St. Louis. Is that that's
there
where you
is
are, right?
There is none. There is none. I let the fashion
don't do that.
Be unfortunate.
Don't do that. That is so wrong. There's always, well, there's different. There's a different style there. But I feel you. Like people get stuck, which is our next show. But anyway, we'll move. We'll spring into spring or sprung into spring today. And get. I want to ask everybody, what does daylight savings mean to each and every one? I know it means a lot to me, so I'll go last. But if anybody wants to chime in and talk about what this daylight savings time means to them in terms of just the days and how they look at their wardrobe and anything else they can think of.
As far as my wardrobe, I think transitioning, as you mentioned, the days are getting shorter, the nights are getting longer, so just making sure that my pieces can transition seamlessly from day to night so that I'm making sure that, you know, I can leave work and go to happy hour and still feel jazzy, classy, and just, you know, a part of the scene. So that's what I think, you know, I really enjoy about the daylight savings and the spring, especially just making sure that all of your pieces are completely transitional. So
that's a good point, but you said it backwards. So the days are longer and the nights are shorter, but I got what you meant.
Are they? Oh.
Fall is
good.
When.
How long is
yeah,
it?
Fall. It's all good. It's all good.
For me, the days are longer. That means that, you know, it's a lot more to do, a lot going on. You know, you have, like, the outdoorsy things that will be happening. I can go ahead and start getting my my frames together for all my different sunglass looks. So it's going to be nice, though. You know, I can do a lot of, like, different spring colors with my suit and tie combos. And I'm looking forward to the footies, like I said last show, that, you know, I'm going to go and step out and do some, let my ankles out. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
All right, Novi.
So I think for me, for daylight saving, so there's two thoughts I have on it. So from the fashion perspective, it excites me just because, you know, I love the transitional wear. So I love the idea of switching colors, switching silhouettes, switching fabric choices. So I'm super excited about what spring really means from a fashion perspective. You know, just a new beginning, like we talked about on a personal side, kind of taking fashion out of it, I love the idea of feeling like it's light longer. So I like feeling like I have more time in my day. Even though 24 hours are in every day, that doesn't change. It's the idea that I can do more things. So it's just personally motivating to feel like, oh, got more light, more time, more something that I can use for myself. And I don't know if you guys know this, but I was also looking about daylight savings time, and it goes until November 6th this year. So we have a full almost 6 months where we'll get to enjoy this before we have to fall back. So I'm looking forward to every single day and celebrating that extra hour.
If, you know, to me, it seems like it's so much more manageable to handle daylight savings time in the spring versus in the fall, even though you lose an hour. We're asleep and the hour jumps ahead. So I don't know. It didn't feel like it jumped ahead, even though I know it did. But I actually enjoy having a longer day. For me, what it means is just like it reminds me that I need to get right. Like I need to start working out because it is. It's time to start showing skin. I've been anxious to pull out my sandals, so now I'm ready. I know when I worked in the mall or worked in a retail store, we used to say come January it was fall in the mall. So it was, or no, I'm sorry, spring in the mall. So no more boots, and you know, now it's time to show your feet. So it just means so much in terms of being able to transition from one season to the next. So I love it. I'm excited about the longer days. I'm excited about, I will say I'm a little bummed out that I missed the day party yesterday. I told my girls, I was like, I don't think I can go into the club with sniffles, with a runny nose. That just wouldn't be a good look. So
I see the sun tip. Somebody may came with a little napkin and got the little dribble up for you. You never know.
I know. You know, there was a piece of me that thought that, you know, as fly as I have been, maybe that would happen. But, you know, drinking water with a lemon, it's not really fun to me. Getting turned up with a tissue in my hand is not ideal, but I was like, you know what? There will be more times for me to turn up at a day party during the spring, summer. So I'm excited. I'm really bummed I missed the party. Was it fun? Nobi, I know you went.
It was, and you were missed. You were missed, and you would have been super fabulous and cute, sniffles and all. So we'll see you next time for sure.
Oh, that is funny. Thank you. You know, okay. All right, so we're going to go into tonight's topic, which is sprung into spring. And I said sprung because it's just like, I feel like there's just once, you know, when you're working in retail and walking into the malls, you see we have these winter storms in January and February, but in the stores, on the front tables, they were getting shorts and things. So my mind has already been sprung into a spring mode just because all of the magazines for March came out in February and everybody's talking about spring. So I feel like people really don't, you just kind of jump into it because it sneaks up on you. So that's the reasoning for sprung into spring.
So you don't really know what the weather's going to be like day to day. So it's like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? You know, me personally, I've been in spring mode since January. And so now it's like, all right, now it's really spring. So really, I think, when is a great time to transition your closet out? Are we doing it now? Or are we waiting? Because we're like, oh, my God, it might be. I know last year it was at the end of March, it was another snowstorm and the stores were closed. So, I mean, I guess, like, when do y'all think it's a great time to transition from winter to spring?
I think it's just gradual baby steps. So I think that now is definitely the time to start the process. I don't think we're ready for a full transition. You know, I know just over the weekend, you know, it was like 70 degrees on Thursday and then 60 on Friday and then dropped down to 40. So I think gradual baby steps, but definitely time to start the process.
Well, what were some of the looks you saw, Nobi, when you were at the party yesterday?
A combination. I think, you know, I always think it's interesting because when it first hits spring, there are some people who take that very literal, and they pull out all kind of summer stuff. And then I think some people go with the pop of color. So, you know, they still have, I would say, fall looks, winter looks, but they're just brighter. So instead of the blacks and grays and navies, I saw a lot of bright yellows. I saw a lot of bright blues, some turquoise, some, you know, tangerine kind of orange colors, but it was still in the form of a sweater or a layered piece.
Oh, that would have been too hot, though.
Well, you know, I wasn't wearing anything like that. I'm one of those people that likes to jump start early. So I had on a white, yes, white dress, but I had on a tan suede vest. So
come
I'll
on.
Definitely talk about that
Give
a little
me.
Later, but suede is a very, very big trend for spring. So I was embracing that look as well.
I was thinking about what I would have wore, and I'm, you know, clearly I'm still hung up on not going to this day party, but I was thinking, I was like, what would I wear if I went to the party? And I was like, you know what, like I think I would have wore like definitely a booty type of shoe. I wouldn't have. I think it's too early right now to go to the club or go to some party with an open toe shoe, like a sandal or a wedge. I think it's just way too early. So
agreed. I did have on a booty, so I definitely agree with the shoe choices. We're not ready for full toes out. I think a peep toe is very appropriate. So there was a combination of things. So again, I think it's just that transition. People starting the process, but not fully into it.
Well, and I think if we had got that whole day party to listen to our show, or we have done the show at the day party, then we could have really been calling people out, like, what's going on? Like, what season are you in? Or how to transition? Or how to spring into, how do we spring, you know, create the spring?
That would be a great idea. It would be a great idea.
That would not.
To do a
that would
show like
trouble,
that.
trouble.
No. It would be a great idea. No, you got to be tactful with it also, right? At the same time. But I think it would be a great idea to do something like that. And, you know, and you kind of, and I think what Novi said, you have to educate people sometimes.
And that's the purpose of closed radio. I think we are. You know, we live style. We understand fashion. We understand the two. So we will eventually start to get out there and start videoing people, getting it interactive, because that's our mission. Is we're an interactive type of podcast where we get people involved in what we have going on in terms of fashion and style. So we are somewhat of educators. We have a platform that we've created to kind of get people to talk about style and their own personal style and get them to think about, like, what am I walking out looking like? You know, what is my style? So I love it. So we're going to move along. And what is everybody's, I guess the next topic is what do you like or dislike about spring? So who wants to go first?
can start. I think the one thing that I love about spring is the color and the print. I love having, you know, the ability to kind of interchange prints and to kind of be able to play with color, even though to me my color range is like navy, black, beige, but just being able to kind of have the option to bring out your brighter colors, your royal blues, your, you know, things of the nature. The thing I hate most about spring, I think, is the weather unpredictability. As you mentioned, like, I'm in the Midwest right now, so not only do you have, like, the normal spring weather, like, you have Midwest issues. So, like, I'll give you an example. Today is 55. Tomorrow is supposed to be a high of 78. So I want to put on sandals. Like, I want to. And as a matter of fact, I think that's the only thing I have here. So it is really confusing. I think also, you know, I'm looking at being able to still kind of play with my fall fashion, but as Nobi mentioned earlier, being able to do it with color. So I actually just bought like a rose quartz color bomber jacket. That I'm so excited. I'm so excited to put that on. Maybe blue jean skirt and a cute little sandal of some sort. And also, I'm really excited. Amber is kind of like the color I'm going for. I really like amber in the spring. It's not as deep as like, being able to, I bought a lot of amber. But I'm really, those are the things I like, being able to kind of play with color. But I hate having to throw a whole sweater in my jacket because it was 7 in the morning and now it's 22 degrees. I just can't.
Okay. Who's next? See, Lamont.
So I would say that what I don't like, again, it would be like the weather. It's allergy season, you know, all the pollen, you know, those are the types of things that I really don't like. Again, with the unpredictability of the weather, you know, you try to get outside, it's rainy or not, you know. What I do like about it is that I get to play around with certain things, certain jacket looks, whether I want to throw a jean look on or a jean jacket, a flower color, flower print, bomber jacket or something with a T-shirt underneath.
Ooh.
With some loafers with no socks, you know. I get to play around with a few different things. That's what I really do like about it, because the weather is just temperate enough where that you can still do jackets, you can still do no socks. You can do a few things before it gets to be summertime where it's just only T-shirts, you know. So those are some of the things I like and don't like. But we'll get into it. We'll do a little fashion spread. I can start posting some stuff to Instagram, some different looks to show the people what I do.
I'm digging that floral bomber jacket for a man. Like, that sounds real sexy.
What kind of loafer, though, Selamat? Like, what kind of loafer are you thinking? Are you talking to, what is that boat shoe? Not that. Like, you're talking a real
No. I think anybody that wears some boat shoes is not on a boat need to be smacked in the face.
Oh, no.
So,
smacked?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Why are you wearing boat shoes and you're not on a boat?
I can't deal with you today.
What are you talking about, a boat shoe?
Yeah, like a sperry. That's what I'm saying. Like, is it a sperry? Like, when you say loafer, because, you know, some people consider the sperry like a lightweight loafer. So when you're saying loafer, because I'm putting that look together in my head, it's giving me tingles. I'm not even going to lie. Go ahead.
I'm not. Like, that is like, I am so, I pay attention to detail. I will take care of you.
So I got different looks, different styles as far as with my particular loafers, right? So it may be a driving moxer, it may be a hard bottom loafer, it may be, you know, a soft bottom. It's a lot of different things. I got like some suede ones. It's with tassels on them. I got a lot of different looks.
Uh-huh.
That, Yeah. You have to see it.
I'm just like picturing a sexy ankle. Please make sure your ankles are, you know, this is when you need to bring in the coconut oil. Pay attention to detail.
Moisture.
And get that corner.
Sure after a couple, yeah, we can't have it wearing off in a couple hours or once it hits the cold.
Something penetrating. Get that aquaphor. You need to layer up on the moisture. I'm with you, Pip. I'm with you. I am with you on that. No, but see, Lamont, put that into play. I need to see a picture of that. You need to put that into play. Like, so I'm excited about that one.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
All right, Novi.
I don't even know where to start after that conversation. Okay, so very, very similar to what you guys said as well. I think the biggest thing that I don't like about spring is just the transitional time. You know, what? Not necessarily from a what to where, but more you just don't know what to expect. Is it nice? Is it cold? Is it windy? Is it raining? You know, the big thing that always plays into my mind about spring as well is a lot of rain. So, you know, I feel like that's mm-hmm. something to take into consideration as well. But what I love about spring for me is that it is officially my countdown to summer. So summer, hands down, is my favorite season of the year. So spring, it kind of gets me into the mood for that. And I feel like I can officially start counting down. It's kind of the tease. You know, spring is just a tease of good things to come. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
That's exciting because I don't like summer, but what I love about spring, I think I like everything that has to do with spring. I mean, you know, allergies, I know twice a year I'm going to get sick and it's spring and fall. And so I'm taking it on. I'm cool with it. But one of the things that I love is just, it's for me, I love that the magazines are thick. So March magazines are like huge and it's all about spring. So it's all about showing skin. And I love the trends that, you know, that are starting over that you can see. I love, especially this year, it's the chunky heel. And I'm not a stiletto girl at all. I'm more of a wedge chunky heel type of girl. So the fact that I can wear a nice heel that I can walk in, it just, like, I love all the trends that are coming about. Spring 2016 is me. I love pastels. Like, I cannot, everything that, any pastel color is just, I don't know, it just gives me goosebumps. And I also love the egg-shaped candy because it's Easter, so all, like, the M&Ms, the peanut butter M&Ms that are shaped like an egg are, like, to die for. And they're pastel. So that's what I love about spring.
That was so random.
I know it was, but I swear, I was, like, looking in the grocery store, like, I need my peanut butter M&Ms. So, yes. So, all right, so what does your spring wardrobe consist of? And are y'all going to add pieces? I know, C. Lamont, you got a couple things that you talked about in the New Beginning show that you're going to add for spring. So, like, what are y'all, what is your spring wardrobe? Like, what stands out to you the most every spring that's consistent? And then what are some things that y'all are going to add to your wardrobe this year?
I know two big spring trends that I am looking forward to and kind of already started. One is suede, and I love the idea of suede in the spring because I think so many times we think of suede as something heavier for fall and for winter, but it is everywhere right now. You know, every major designer and fashion house is featuring it, but it's also trickled down into day-to-day retail on a local level. And what I love mm-hmm. that they're doing about it, they're doing some interesting silhouettes, like some of the really cute, like, little baby doll shirts, short mini skirts, anything with fringe. So they're giving it some movement and some life, and the colors are beautiful. So I've seen all of the pastel hues. I've seen some of the darker colors, a lot of the nude and tans and the neutral shades. So suede, I'm fired up about that. I think it's beautiful. I think everyone can wear it. And it gives you that little soft edge, but it has some texture to it. And then the other thing is lingerie as outerwear. So I feel like this is a trend that comes back all the time. But I've also been seeing a lot of slip-inspired dresses. And I think the fun thing with that is you can really do something interesting with it. You can layer it. You could put a little T-shirt under it. You can put, you know, a lightweight knit or a sweater under it, a turtleneck under it. You can put a jacket over it. So I think the slip dresses and the suede are two things that I'm really looking forward to embracing for my spring wardrobe.
Hmm.
I think, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
One thing that I was looking at to incorporate more is double breast blazer sports coats into the mix. You know, as I you know, step out a little bit more with my shoe game, you know, I want to incorporate more sport coat looks. More of a double breast, a big double breast is starting to come back in a little more than what they used to. And I'm going to incorporate a lot of prints within that, not so much as just solid colors, a little more print, and do a little more with the color, play around with it, and see how fun that could be for the spring.
Ooh, I like that. Liz, you haven't talked. What do you have going on?
Well, Novi gave me life, so what she's saying is dead on. That's kind of what I've been doing. I know last show I was talking about incorporating more color, but I decided that, as we spoke, I just love black. I just love it. I'm here for it. I live in it. I breathe it.
Me too. Yes.
I'm just a dark soul. But I said, you know, okay, the best thing to do, I've been trying to build my accessories. Which is funny because, you know, that's kind of how we got met through, you know, the accessory store. But I've been really working on building up my accessories. And I bought several pieces in the process, and all of them have been suede. And that includes the pop of color. So I mentioned the amber. I bought, you know, I purchased two bags with the amber, a couple of skirts and so forth, also in a suede amber. I bought two pair of blue. I have a thing for blue. It's my favorite color. So other than black, it's the closest thing to black in my opinion. But two cobalt blue pairs of shoes, just adding the pop of color. And surprisingly, it has all been suede, so I'm here for it. I also went thrifting and this past weekend, and I found this amazingly gorgeous suede vest. That's a patchwork. It's a patchwork suede. So I'm wearing it blue. Yes, it's blue, yellow. It's like a peachy. It's not quite rose quartz, but it's a peachy color. And then like the little stitching that stitches it together is navy, and it's everything. So I'm so ready to try to incorporate that and layer that up and try to do something with that. Maybe with a short and a T-shirt and, you know, a nice chunky yellow heel. Speaking of, guys, if you're looking out, Misguided has a lot of, like, vintage pieces, vintage-inspired reproduced pieces that they're putting out. And they have a shoe sale right now, 30% off. Go get it. But that's what I've been doing, you know, just kind of adding pieces. And, again, it's all been suede, so nobody's dead on it. It's exciting. I love this trend.
Oh, you got me. You're giving me life right now. I'm like, yes. Like, all of those pieces. Now, you know you got to capture that and make us, like, I want to see it.
I would love to see a collage. The patchwork sounds amazing.
I'm ready. Y'all don't understand. But it was a little overpriced. It was $27 in a thrift store. Who has time for that? But it was unique, and I had to get it. So I need to take it in on the size. I'm trying to figure out. I probably need to go to a tailor and have them take it in and not just try to, you know, fix it up myself. My needles are thick enough, but I need to take it in a little bit, but I'm ready for it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because for me, my spring wardrobe consists of definitely color and pastel colors. But, you know, I think I'm shifting more towards, I love the long vests that go to your ankle or your kneecap. So I love that long over lean look. And I think for me, I'm going to start adding more, like I'm going to admit that I like how sleek
black looks, especially when you have, when you're talking about structure in your clothes. I bought these kick cropped black pants, and they are just fire when I wear with a long dress or a long, I'm sorry, a long, something like a long vest or a dress that goes to my kneecap. It just, the layering look looks fabulous on me. So I am definitely going to try to incorporate a little bit of black just because it, for me, it does add just a little bit of black. It adds a little crispness to, for me, I feel like structure and crispness to what I already have. So, yes.
Can someone sound the round of applause? Can we add a round of applause in here right now for the black? Because
Can we get Kelly in the bathroom?
Yay.
For the black? Yay! Oh, that's fair. That's fair. So moving along, what are y'all's favorite go-to pieces for spring? Have we already kind of talked about that?
I think what we all kind of said, what we're loving and what we want to add. The only thing I would add in addition is the print. I know Lish B said that, and I'm excited about that as well. There's a ton of prints out there. So I feel like the standards are always paisley, polka dots, houndstooth, but there's been some really interesting ones that I've been seeing and all different things, whether it's from a scarf, a handbag, a dress, a tote. But there's some really pretty tapestry designs. I've been seeing some really artistic things, some things that have that graffiti edge. So I just want to throw prints in the mix. I think that that's a great thing that everyone can embrace for spring as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely, definitely.
I think I'm going to add some, I'm going to try to get some, for me, it's going to be a chunky heel versus a wedge. I'm used to, you know, I can only really walk in wedges, but I'm going to try to incorporate, you know, a chunky heel. I think that is just so chic. So I'm looking forward to being chic this spring. I feel like, you know, I'm maturing a little bit. So definitely adding some chunky heels will help.
I'm going to give you a tip on that one, Tippy. If you're looking for a nice, a manufacturer and an affordable. Jessica Simpson is really big into the chunky heel, the 70s trend, the clog platform and so forth, and very comfortable. And as I mentioned, Misguided is really going in with this whole 70s inspired, 80s inspired platform, chunky heel, and they're adding the color. So I'm seeing citron, I'm seeing neon and so forth. So that may be something you want to look into in both of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jessica Simpson, and you said Misguided?
Misguided, yes. It's a UK-based online footwear deal. Kind of, I'm not going to lie, it's a little pop star, teeny bopper-ish, but their shoes are really nice and very well-made and very affordable.
All right, I think I'm going to Instagram her. Let me see if I can figure out how to put her on my Instagram. She got a, looks like on one of her pictures she has a grill. So that's exciting. Misguided.
No, Misguided is, it's not a person. What? It's not a person. It's just a
picture. Never mind. I'm looking for her pictures. And
we got another,
like,
Misguided. Girl, somebody
needs
to
spell it.
About their mama closet. Look.
Oh, man. Stop it.
Okay. All right. Moving along, Lamont,
just make sure that when you get your chunky heels and all that, make sure them calf muscles right.
You know what? I thought about you last week when I put on my I had my legs out, and I thought about you. It's like my calves are not where they need to be. I need to get on that TRX, that home gym I have that I got. So I want to thank you for embedding that in the back of my mind. I appreciate
it. All right, you know, whatever I can do, I got you.
Of course. All right. What colors are we going to add? Did we already talk about that? So I said black. I'm gonna add a little bit of black. I'm gonna definitely, you know, I've been loving gray. I have been loving. I think the last five pieces that I bought have been gray. So anybody else?
So kind of like my go-to colors has been, you know, your various shades of your blues, your greens, and also your different shades of your purples. So given that next week St. Patrick's Day is coming up, I got me a nice outfit that I'm going to be sporting for that day. So I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to show y'all what's happening. Give y'all an idea what's to come.
Ooh. Can we talk about colors that we like to see? I know. Like, I'm sorry, C. Lamont. You're the only testosterone on this call, but I'd love to see men in color. Can we talk about what colors we like to see men in? Can we just take a second to kind of veer off? I love to see a man in pink.
I definitely think pink.
Yeah, I like salmon. I think it depends on what they're wearing. So, you know, when I think more so than color, I feel like, is it a suit? Like, I don't want to see a man in a head-to-toe pink suit. But a pink shirt, a pop of pink, yes. For me, it depends more on what the look is. And then I think the color should be appropriate with that piece of clothing.
So let me be clear. Only pimp and country folks and folks of Detroit that want to be pimp wear pink suits.
That's why I just wanted to be clear. I feel like the color has to match the look that you're wearing.
Thank you, Nancy, for clear.
I don't necessarily think it's not what they're wearing. I'm really big on skin tones. Like, I'm big on tones, so I feel like the color that you're wearing should be complementary to your undertones. So if you have a deeper complexion, like I said, I'm loving the things that are, you know, pink or have golden undertones. I know rust is not necessarily a spring color, but amber is a sidebar of rust, and amber has a bit more yellow in it, which makes it a bit more spring appropriate. I love deeper complexions and like rust colors and things of that nature. And if you're more olivey, I love lavenders and I love, you know, pinks and soft colors. And if you have, you know, yellow undertones, I think that blues look beautiful. So I'm really big on undertones, and you know, depending on what your tone is, I think, you know, that for men, I have I told y'all the salmon, and if you can put on a cobalt blue, I will, child, cook and clean. I'm a cook, I'm a clean, and my supervisor, she has been for. I love a man in cobalt blue.
So we're going back to baby boy, you're going to make them tacos.
Yes, I'm a cook, I'm a clean, you want tacos, I'm here for it. Like, blue, and if you can put on a nice, like a heather gray, and I'm there. We can go to the mall and take pictures together. I'm there.
That is funny. Yeah, to clarify, I think it needs to be a complete look. It needs to be like you've made an effort, but it looks effortless. So it's not just something that you've thrown on, that you borrowed from somebody's, and it doesn't go with your body type. Like, for it to look put together, it's just, just an amazing, amazing feeling. So I'm with both of you all. I like the fact, Lish, that you said the undertones and that the colors have to match the undertones, because that's what really makes it stand out, is when it's complimentary. Because then you give them a compliment. So it goes hand in hand. So I like that. So moving along, let's see, Lish, what tips do you have to incorporate thrifty pieces as well as modern pieces into your spring wardrobe?
So basically the thing about thrifting is you have to know the season to thrift. So you're going to thrift clothing in your winter. You're going to thrift your winter clothing in the summer, so forth and so on. So I think when you're going into a thrift store, or even if you're going to shop, you know, reproduction, where it's mainstream fashion, in season right now, and the stores are putting something out that looks a bit more vintage, you're allowing yourself to think of the possibilities of the piece. I'll give you an example. In my thrift, when I went to my last thrift trip this weekend, I went, and it was actually the piece that I picked up, the vest that I picked up, was right next to another, a red piece. I think it was like a sundress, maybe a sleeveless sundress, but I'm considering wearing this piece as a duster, so I won't button it up. I'll leave it open, and I will, if I do want to, kind of close it up, I'm more than likely cinch it with a belt. So, just be open to the versatility of the piece. Also, I think a lot of people stray away from thrifting because they feel like everything that's in a thrift store is going to be old. But again, as Nobi mentioned, they're bringing back a lot of fashion, from past eras. So be comfortable with that. That's the place you want to go to find something unique. If you really want that look, if you want real suede, not suedette, real suede, not that microfiber, real suede, go to a thrift store and, pick through the pieces. You can find those items there. And again, like I said, don't be afraid to refurbish your piece, cut off the sleeves, do this, do that. You can make your own vest from a suede jacket or a suede blazer. Just cut the sleeves off and, or have a tailor. So just be open to the versatility of the piece when you're thrifting. And also, again, I go in, and when I go into a thrift store and I'm looking, I'm looking at what's in vogue. I'm looking at what's in the stores. I'm picking out the pieces that I like, and I'm going into the thrift store, and I'm looking for the original. Like, I'm looking for the piece that this piece is inspired from. So, and you can do that as well, especially if you're new to the experience, yeah, going in and doing that. So I'm going in. I started to do my spring shopping, deep in the winter. So like in November and so forth. So I'm pretty good. That's why I'm doing my accessory shopping now. But I started doing that probably about November, and looking for color. And unfortunately, I'm a bit more traditional in the print. So I've got a lot of paisley, but I'm doing like short crop sweaters that have the paisley print or patchwork and so forth, trying to, again, keep in line with what's out, but still adding that vintage flair.
Love it. I love it. Okay. So, Selamat, what tips or advice you want to give to these gentlemen to transition from winter to spring?
I would say just be you. Don't try to do something outside your normal range. I know a lot of people try to reach. They doing all this trendy stuff with these skinny sweatpants and a whole bunch of other things. So I just say, just stay within your range. Be comfortable with what you got. And we can work with different pieces. I know a lot of people try to jump out there because they see what someone else has. But just start, start small, and we can get there. Also, another piece of advice, always go out like you're going to run into your ex. So look clean, look good, and you'll be all right.
That's the advice really I got. Like that?
They do.
Do men really think like that?
I think they do.
Got to be on your game. Always got to be on your game.
Okay. That's a good point.
And that's for everybody. It ain't just for men. For women, too.
I know. But that's normally, it's just, that is, for women, we were raised in that type of, that's how our mothers talk to us. You always got to be ready. Make sure you have on a clean pair of underwear, or make sure you have on, you know, you have your makeup on. Those are, but it's just really to hear you say that from a men's perspective, like, is that what I should be teaching my son? I mean, granted, there's some issues within that. Like, you don't want to look like you rolled out of bed, you know, X, Y, and Z. But, yeah, anyway, I'm going on a tangent. But I just, it's interesting to hear you say that. So, all right. So what are the spring trends for men?
I would say,
go ahead.
You like the what now?
I do like the tight sweatpants if they're done right on a man. I like those skinny legs.
My legs
like
too skinny for that. So I tend to stay away from all that. So I would say venture out into a little more of different colors within your printed pants. Like if you're gonna wear different slacks, different prints, that's gonna be the new thing that's gonna be rocking. You can do different prints with a solid button up, and then you can incorporate with, you know, different jacket looks. Those are the things that I'm gonna be playing around with this spring. You'll see a lot of that coming out. Different prints, different colors. As far as within my pants are concerned.
Okay. All right. I like it. Nobi, so what are some of the spring trends and how to wear them? What have you seen on the party scene? Because I know you kind of go out. I don't want to say kind of. You've been out. So, yeah, you got a couple of great things to talk about.
I think definitely some of the things that I've been seeing, whether it's locally, and when I say locally, I'm just talking about day-to-day, things that you can find in your local store, at the mall, things you see people in, and then globally, you know, I always think high-end fashion. So, you know, what's on the runways, what's in some of the top designers, because as we all know, that's what trickles down. So when you see a runway show, it's usually 6 months to a year, you will start to see that in mainstream stores. So the biggest things that I see that I personally love, there's a lot of different texture play. There's a lot of different silhouettes. So the oversized things, you know, I know that we all know what maxi dresses look like, but this year they're doing some really interesting things. You know, they're making it more high-low or more asymmetrical, or they're doing something different with the top of the dress versus the bottom of the dress. Everything is over-exaggerated. So if they're doing ruffles, it's like a mega ruffle. You know, it's big prints and it's bold things. So I love that look. I think that is really, really some of the great big spring trends. So regardless of colors, whether it's bright colors, pastel colors, I think the play with the shape is much more interesting. As I mentioned earlier, the slip dresses, those are really big. So kind of that lingerie as outerwear, you know, how can you tailor that for your either body type or your comfort level? You know, if you're not comfortable wearing something like that, how can you still make it fun? You know, maybe you do it in a tank instead of a full dress, or maybe you find something interesting to layer with it. Prints, I think the prints are really bold and they're big. So it's not like little details of print, it's big print, you know, a bold color, a bold splash of a color. And then I've been seeing some really fun things with accessories, too. So, like the handbags, you know, whether it's a bucket bag or they're showing a lot of little backpacks, which I think can be super cute. You just got to find the right one in proportion for your body. But they're bold prints as well. You know, different designs, different little hardware on it. So maybe the zipper looks different or it has a buckle with some stitching that looks really interesting. And then I love anything else related to accessories. So some of the bangles are really big, chunky pieces. Like I know before, a couple springs ago, there was a lot of the thin, dainty little bangles. What I've been seeing more of is the chunkier pieces. So more of a statement necklace or a statement bracelet or cuff versus something small and dainty. So I'm excited about all of that. I think those are some of the fun trends that we're going to start seeing out and about. I think for me, my best advice to give everyone is one trend at a time. Don't overdo it. We don't need five trends in
that's
the
good.
So pick one that you want to either experiment with because it's a new look, or one that you're really comfortable with and start there. Once you love that and you master it, start with a different one. But I think what people do is they see it, you know, on a runway, or they see it in a magazine, or they see someone famous wearing it, and they take it and they try to collaborate five different trends into their look, and that is a big no. Don't do it. One trend at a time. Keep it simple. Keep it about you. So you can definitely stretch out of your comfort zone in a baby step. Don't go full force.
Well, and the reason why, you know, I think the reason why it's a no-no is because it just is calculated. It looks like
mm-hmm.
you've studied, you've made the effort, you've studied it, and you want to emulate it. And so it doesn't come across as authentic because it just looks awkward. It's like, what do you have going on? So I think one of the reasons why you don't layer on five different trends is because it's not authentic. Like, nobody wears five different trends unless you are doing a photo shoot or you're in a Marc Jacobs runway show or something of that nature. But other than that, it's just too calculated. So I agree. So that's some great, great tips on, you know, spring 2016. I think, you know, the key is transitioning. You know, you have those, you have one half of people that can't let go of the winter coat. So it's like, why, you know, I've seen people who have big, fluffy winter coats. It's like, why do you have on that winter coat? Like, it's not that serious. Like, you got the downfield winter coat. And then you have the people that have flip-flops on and it's raining. It's like, okay, like, what is that about? So I think we need, you know, we want everybody to kind of educate themselves and learn how to transition right. So, you know, if the weather doesn't permit, maybe put the flip-flops in your bag and put on your rain boots, you know. So it's just being able to navigate in and out when the weather is changing. So, excuse me, we're going to move on because we are running out of time. We have a lightning round, and I'm going to pass it over to Nobi. Really quickly, we have 7 minutes left in our show.
Okay, I will limit the topics. We'll talk about the three big ones. So number one, and we all kind of already discussed this, so I guess this would be the last point for our viewers. So just the best advice we can give them as we all transition into spring. So number one is bye-bye to winter. What are we giving up until next year? Anybody?
Tim's. If I see one more pair of Tim's, I will off of
that.
Don't
you say that again?
Tim's. I'm tired of seeing Timberlands. Like, for real, I don't want to see Timberlands ever again. And I'm pretty classic. I think that, you know, the construction boot, it's necessary for a man. But can we just get another brand? Put the Tim's up. It's 70 degrees. Your feet stink. I'm over it.
Bye-bye to Tim's. We'll see you next winter. I agree. Okay. See, Lamont, what are we giving up? What are you saying goodbye to?
I got to catch my breath. I'm going to somebody else.
Okay. I would say anything fur. Like, I am sorry. It's time to give it up. It just makes me sweaty just looking at it when it's like 60 degrees. So I would say anything fur.
I agree. I love fur, but I'm with you, Tim. I definitely think it's time to say goodbye until next winter. Okay? Anything else?
I really don't know. You know, it's a tough one because winter's clothes should stay in the winter. You should go and pack them all up.
Cashmere. Cashmere sweater.
Like,
Argyle. Fair Isle. If we're talking about Prince Fair Isle, should be Argyle, Fair Isle, cashmere, you know, that's kind of like cashmere comes in a blend now. So you can have, you know, short sleeve vests that come in a cashmere. But I really think 100% cashmere should be put up.
Definitely.
Agree.
Too heavy.
Yeah,
gloves.
Time for that.
Time to put up your hats and your gloves.
Okay.
Your winter coats. I can keep on. Your downfield. Put the downfield down.
Please, no more thirsty. And since y'all
puffer vest,
no more
definitely the puffer.
It's been a young one.
Agree. No more puffers. Yeah.
Okay.
All
right, what else?
Next topic. Spring activities and upcoming events. I know Tippi called out, you know, day parties and different things now that the weather is nicer. But what is one thing that you guys would love to do this spring as a fun activity?
I'm going to stand up paddleboard again. Oh, that was the best thing I've ever done. I want a
whitewater
raft. I want to do some activities. I'm like zip lining. Like I did that for a summer, and it was the most amazing thing. So I'm ready to kind of hone in on my like athletic abilities. I'm trying to get those Michelle.
You know what? A good trip for you would be Tippi. Go to Deep Creek and go whitewater rafting. It's very fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need somebody to go with, but yeah, I'm down.
I definitely agree. I'm doing activities too. I'm planning a trip to Colorado, and I'm supposed to go hiking. So, which is strange. Like usually, like I have Doc Martens, but I wear them for fashion. So this would be really interesting to actually put them on rock. So very excited about that.
Yeah, and I'm excited for running season is picking back up. So, you know, enter into a lot of races this season. So, yeah, you know, stay fit.
I like that. Everybody wants to do something outdoors. Okay, maybe on a future show we'll have to talk about how to look chic in your outdoor activities. So we'll keep that for another time.
Yeah.
And then our last topic, just because I feel like spring is the time where everybody shows more skin. Things get shorter, lengths and hemlines change, so accessories are really big because you see them more. You see your shoes, you see your arms, you see your neck, you see your ears. So one spring accessory with everybody trying to try.
Henna or another tattoo. Henna or another tattoo.
Oh, love that.
Girl,
love
it. Yes.
Permanent accessories.
Yes. Yes.
I'm inked up. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm inked up. So yeah.
Well, you know, I'm with you on that. I'm looking to get some more ink. But for me, you can't see mine unless I literally take my shirt completely off because you can't even see it with a short sleeve shirt on.
That sound good.
And its purpose is its own purpose. But me, I'm gonna. Get my wrist game up, give me some more, time pieces. Also, I'm looking into, ventured out into, like, the bead wear, give me some bead bracelets. And, of course, my eyewear, get my fresh sunglasses out, you know, do something different with that.
All right, okay. I love the call out about a watch. I think that is something that is so underestimated, but when someone has a nice watch on, it's one of the first things I notice, especially on a man. So that's a great call out.
All right, so we have 90 seconds left. We've had a jam-packed show. I hate to end it right now because we didn't even get to talk about, Nobi and I, we didn't get to talk about what our favorite accessory, but it's all good. We will post on Instagram our favorite accessories, but I want to leave you with our next show. We'll see you in 2 weeks, and it's all about zoning out. And we're going to get everybody to step outside of their comfort zone and really kind of wiggle the comfort zone that they're in now. But we are excited. Our next show will be March 26th, and we had a fabulous show tonight. Any social media plugs? Anybody in the last 30 seconds?
Instagram.
Nobody has
the Lamar Rice.
Okay. Close radio.
I'm looking for Close Radio Instagram. That's what was my shout out. I would definitely want to see what we're posting this week and would be inviting everybody to take a look for inspiration, fashion trends, radio on Instagram.
And on Twitter. And definitely interact with us. We would love for you all to chat with us and show us what you're wearing. Thank you for a fabulous show, team. We did wonderful. And until next time, may all your outfits match. Holla.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Peace out.